Welcome to Girls Gone Hallmark, a Hallmark review podcast. I'm Megan, and I'm a longtime Hallmark movie fan until today.
I'm Wendy. I'm a former Hallmark hater.
Today we're discussing Falling in Love in Niagara, which originally aired on the Hallmark Channel on Saturday, April 20th, but it was streaming on the Hallmark Movies Now app prior to that. You can follow us outside the podcast if you want to yell at us about our opinions about these movies or just want to see what we're up to. We have two Instagram accounts. We are Girls Gone Hallmark for all things Hallmark, and Megan and Wendy for mostly Megan's dog.
Come jump over into our Facebook group, Girls Gone Hallmark. I will leave a link in our show notes. It's easy to search for if you're on Facebook. We have a great group of people over there chatting about Hallmark stuff.
And we would like to invite you to a very exclusive community. It is our Patreon community. That is a subscription-based platform. And if you love Wendy and I, love listening to us banter all day long, you can hear more of that on Patreon. Every Monday, we drop brand new podcast episodes. They're not Hallmark related, but we do pop culture, life at home, wild road rage stories, travel mishaps. Give it a listen at patreon.com/Megan and Wendy. You can still get a full week free over there to check out past episodes. We'd love to have you.
Yeah.
Are you ready to jump straight in to a synopsis for Falling in Love in Niagara?
Well, I think if listeners listen to our last review of Timeless Love, they have already been spoiled about this movie today.
Our opinion.
On our opinions. Meg and I are gonna get ready to throw down over this movie.
Put your gloves on.
All right. Falling in Love in Niagara. After her fiance leaves her before the wedding, Madeline goes to Niagara Falls to honeymoon without him. There she reconnects with her adventurous side, learns to let go, and finds new love.
We're going to talk some news and notes about Falling in Love in Niagara. First up, this movie was directed by Marita Grabiak. Marita has 59 directing credits. For Hallmark, her movies include Fly Away With Me, Feeling Butterflies, Fit for a Prince, and Baby, It's Cold Inside, to name a few.
Baby, It's Cold Inside, the Ice Hotel movie.
One of three.
Okay. Carly Small wrote Falling in Love in Niagara. She has 15 writing credits, most which are Hallmark and Hallmark-esque Christmas movies. Her titles include Navigating Christmas, A Gingerbread Christmas, and On the 12th Day of Christmas.
Jocelyn Houdon stars as Madeline. Jocelyn has 40 acting credits with 5 upcoming projects in the works. We recently saw her in Romance with a Twist earlier this year.
5 projects. I'm curious, did any of them sound like Hallmark?
Mm-mm.
No? Mm-mm. Hmm. Dan Janot co-stars as Mike. Dan is probably best known for his roles on The Good Witch and The Bold Type. Heyo, Pinstripe. But he is quickly becoming a Hallmark staple with roles.
I'm sorry. You just want to discredit me right now because I'm going to come for your movie.
No. He's been in roles like The Royal Nanny, Sweeter Than Chocolate, and Sense and Sensibility, to name a few.
Masa Lizdek plays Sister Harley. Very cute name. Masa has 23 acting credits, and this appears to be her first Hallmark movie.
Janessa Bianca Lewis plays Emily. She has 10 acting credits and appeared in An Ice Palace Romance and Christmas by Design for Hallmark in 2023.
I think it's Genesee.
All right, sorry. Genesee Bianchi.
Chris Violette plays terrible fiancé Jason. Chris has 59 acting credits, including a number of Hallmark-style movies, but this appears to be his first project for the network. And I do think it is safe to assume this movie was filmed on location in Niagara Falls. I'm going to go with on the Canadian side.
You think? You've been to Niagara Falls, right?
The American side.
Okay, so here's my first impression. This made me really want to visit Niagara Falls on the Canadian side.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I could handle the nonstop mist.
Yeah, it's annoying.
My hair is naturally curly, and it would just be terrible for me.
That kiss on that boat, you're soaking wet. Everyone on that boat is wearing plastic ponchos. There's nothing romantic about it. I'll I'll post a picture of me at Niagara Falls in our on our Instagram on Girls Got Hallmark, if I may.
Are you wet?
Soaking wet.
Are you wearing a poncho?
Yes.
Oh, it was not fun.
I actually think Niagara Falls is very fun, but it's not romantic.
Okay. I can get behind that.
Like water spraying in my face.
No, I wouldn't like that either. Also, the rushing sound of water gives me anxiety, I think.
It was also very windy the day we were there.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, the Girls Gone Hallmark Instagram is largely Wendy's domain, but if I can take it over momentarily.
By all means.
I'm gonna post some stuff.
Okay. Let's hear your first impression.
My first impression is hot take. Maddie doesn't deserve Mike.
Get out. What's wrong with Maddie? Because she's...
Oh my gosh, she's the worst.
You're lying. Okay. Nope. And listen, okay, I'm ready.
Let's talk what we liked. I suspect my list is shorter. Can I go first?
Yes.
Look, Jocelyn Houdon and Danjana are fan-freaking-tastic. I adored them start to finish.
Together, right?
Yes, together, independently. I love Jocelyn Houdon. I think she's the cutest thing ever. She's so fun to watch on screen. She's so dynamic. There's something very unique about her. I love Danjana. Find him very charming, even in this kind of like, doesn't have his act together situation. I loved them. They were excellent. I liked all of the actors in this movie.
I thought they were all great as well.
Yeah. Genesee Bianca Lewis as Bestie Emily. I thought she was a great foil to Dan's character.
Mm-hmm.
No shade on any of the actors. Really enjoyed them. I enjoyed the husband of the couple that's like kind of eloping. Found him real charming and sweet.
Didn't he? There's something on the tip of my tongue where his voice and the cadence of his voice reminded me of like The Godfather. Oh. I'm not even going to try. I don't know the line, but if you know what I'm talking about, please send us an email, meganandwendy@gmail.com.
What did you like
about that's it? That's all you have?
No. Super cool setting. Loved it set on location in Niagara Falls. I loved all of the activity shots, like the very obvious, like Dan selfie videoing.
I did just see that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. We'll talk about it.
I thought it was fun though. Like when they're clearly like on that speedboat driving through those rapids, first of all, I would never do that, but such a cool shot.
Yeah, it was a great shot. Why wouldn't you do that rapid? Well, you'd get soaking wet. One.
I'm not afraid of getting wet when you're on a boat like that. It looks scary. Like you're
it did look a little scary.
Yeah.
Crashing into all this like crashing water.
Yeah, it looked a little scary.
I agree.
I'm not
overhead shot. Secret. Did you see that overhead shot? I was like
kind of doing donuts on
those.
Yeah. I mean, we saw those boats when we were there. I'm just not that much fun. But it looked like fun. Okay. And the shots were cool. And the zip line shots were cool. There's visually very cool. Did feel a little bit like a Niagara Falls infomercial. Not going to lie.
Mm.
Like, was Big Niagara in on this? but that is where my likes end. So why don't you take over?
Okay. Well, I will agree with you. My number one note is Jocelyn and Dan were great together. Great energy. Very playful. I thought the best chemistry between them at one point, it was when they are looking at the falls, they almost kiss. It's super intimate. And I even noticed that he had his finger like wrapped in her belt loop of her pants. It's a very intimate moment.
Yeah.
Of course, it was failure to launch, but it was perfectly awkward. And I really like that scene. I love the sister side storyline. What? You didn't like it? You didn't like that she like discovered I can make a change in my career? It doesn't matter how old I am.
Her career part is fine. Her romance could have been cut. Should have been cut.
Oh, with the brother?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't care about that part. The part I did like is that she was like kind of in this like, you know, she had this ex who obviously didn't treat her well and told her that like she can't be a photographer because that's a hobby. It was something she was very passionate about and loved doing. Mm. I did not love that she was kind of then hooking her trailer up to this dude who was like, really get you the exposure you need.
All I have to do, one tweet from me and you'll have jobs for days.
Didn't love that. What I liked is that, hey, it's a nice message here to a lot of people who watch these movies.
You can change.
You can change. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was a nice message. I thought this movie was loaded with great one-liners. Mm. When they go to check into the hotel and the sister makes like this, like stop talking about the like wedding thing or marriage thing. I thought it was really funny. And then he's like, do you still want the champagne? And she's like, what do you think?
Yeah, yeah.
Like I really liked all that stuff. I thought that was really good. I loved all the fun touristy stuff in Niagara. I didn't know those things existed. Mm-hmm. I literally Googled zip line Niagara Falls. Like, is that a thing? I want to go do it. That looked so much fun. Okay. This is what I really liked about this movie. And I can tell by looking at you, this part of the movie probably just like didn't resonate with you as it did with me. Okay. Maddie and Mike, they're on the Ferris wheel thing. And they're talking about like why she's, you know, super overly organized and blah, 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 all that stuff. And she talks about her childhood and how her childhood was chaotic and how her parents weren't home and they were left to take care of themselves and blah, 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 whatever. And that just deeply resonated with me because I had a childhood that was similar. I now recognize 40-year-old adult, the things I do as an adult are a reflection of my childhood. So what I liked is this writer, instead of making like, oh, Madeline's personality is that she's just super anal retentive and that's just who she is. Like there was motivation behind that.
Yeah, she did humanize her in that moment.
Totally. And that's what I really liked about this movie. We have not seen a movie. We have not seen a story, nothing like that in Hallmark since we've watched movies that
leans into the childhood trauma.
Yes.
That's a great point. And I did like, you know, in the beginning, she's like so caught up in recreating this honeymoon experience that her grandparents have to an annoying extent.
I agree. I agree.
And then you understand like my grandparents were everything to me. Their love story is the story that I aspire to. Mm-hmm. So in my mind, I felt like if I could have their honeymoon, that I could have their life.
Right.
Yes. I enjoy that.
Okay.
Ready for wishes?
We can talk about wishes now. Let me start with my list because it's short.
Mine's not that long. It's just vocal.
Okay. Of course, we get the typical Hallmark trope of like being dumped before your wedding day. And I hate that. I know it happens in real life. I just don't like it. And I hate that the fiance made her feel like he couldn't deal with her because she was like a nightmare to deal with. Mm-hmm. I hated that. But going on to the honeymoon with her sister felt very reminiscent of the first Sex and the City movie. Mm. You know, when they like all go together on like Carrie's honeymoon.
And Charlotte eats nothing but pudding because she's afraid of eating the food in Mexico.
Yeah, full circle today. Anyway, I thought, you know, like it wasn't something that was like completely new to me. In fact, I'm sure there's been Hallmark movies in the past where they...
Yeah, isn't that Ashley Williams, Ryan Pavey, Hawaii movie about that?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. The next thing I hated or wished for is that I hated that Madeline says yes to Jason's second proposal.
Yeah, she's learned nothing.
And I was like, that sucks for Mike, you know, and... However, it's probably very common. She was devastated when he dumped her, and she probably still loved him and thought this was like a second chance. She wanted to give it a second chance, but he was terrible.
So my problem with that is in this movie, because there's not time, we never got introduced to Jason as a good guy. Sometimes when we see these breakups, there's a moment where you buy into their relationship. Mm-hmm. He sucked from the beginning.
Yeah.
He blamed his failed business deal on her throwing away a pair of shitty socks. Mm-hmm. He's terrible to her. He's mad that she ordered him a drink and food when he was so late instead of being like, great, I can walk in and eat, like food's waiting for me.
Yeah, that was...
It's not like she's ordering
irrational.
Like, he was the worst. And so we never saw him as the guy she fell in love with. Mm-hmm. And so it was very hard for me to believe that he shows up I just didn't believe that she only wanted to be married. She wanted the love story. She told this beautiful story about why she wants the love story.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that she said yes to him, it made me not like her character.
Ah, interesting.
I can understand your motivation, right? You're like, well, this is so much easier. I know this guy. We were supposed to get married. He's where my life is. But I just was so mad. Like, she has that long, long, long pause. And you want her to be like, no, I choose me.
Yeah.
And not even, I even would have been okay with her not going to Mike's performance that night. Because, you know, she's in her head. But I just hated it. And then the next day she turns around and comes running up to the wedding. I just thought maybe she didn't deserve for him to take her back so quickly.
Okay.
I have some more wishes.
Go ahead.
Three karaoke numbers of old, silly, terrible songs is too much karaoke.
That's on my Did You See That? I was like, why the hell are they singing these weird old-timey songs?
Those music rights.
It was awful.
We're not going to get Baby Got Back.
And on top of that, she and Dan together were not that good.
None of them were that good. And it was like three
the
full
sister
songs.
Hardly could sing.
They needed like 5-second clips of these three
too
couples
long.
Singing.
I agree.
And maybe give 10 to 15 seconds to Jocelyn and Dan so you can see them developing a connection in this moment.
Yeah.
It was too much singing. They didn't have enough content, as evidenced by the flashback photo reel at the end with music playing.
Oh, yeah. I liked it, though.
But it just screamed to me.
They didn't have enough time to fill the minutes.
Yes. Mm. There's so much filler. The other thing is, you know, there was too many stories. What do you want me to care about? Do you want me to care about Maddie's engagement ending or the fact that she has a giant stick up her ass or that her sister has divorce trauma and might not find love or that Mike wants to find his true passion and he doesn't know if that's tour guiding or being a songwriter? There's, mm-hmm. And the sister has career issues. What do you want me to care about?
I liked it all. What I didn't need is the couple that were getting married.
You know, I didn't mind that. It was a vehicle. Here's why. It was the only way that made sense for Maddie and Mike to be spending time together without Harley, because then Harley had something to do.
Sure.
That wasn't just like, I'm going to go off without you and fake date this guy.
Here, let me fix it for you. The co-owner of the Taurus thing, this is a new business. She can have been like, Harley, I need you to take all these photographs for my website.
I almost wanted Harley and Emily to have a romance.
Oh, interesting. That would have been good too.
Hoping that was the direction we were going. I didn't need Emily's brother showing up. And Emily didn't need the connection to this couple. Like, they could have just booked her services.
Totally.
Yeah. But then they brought in the brother to make him connected.
I like those edits. I like them a lot. What else?
I'm ready for Did You See That?
Okay.
I already stole yours.
Well, there is on the zip line there. It's very obvious they're like taking selfies of themselves. And then like we see other shots where they're not.
Yeah.
When they come into like the landing or the finish line or whatever, at one point you do see Dan holding a GoPro. But then like quickly right after, he's not.
But I think it stands to reason that you could be holding a GoPro.
Of course. But it's funny that they use that footage too. Yeah. And I was like, why did they ride the zip line twice?
Mm.
They're like, do it again. We need more shots.
Are you sure it wasn't just that, you know, when you're on a zip line, there's platforms between the
zip line. Perhaps. Yeah.
So you like stop at a platform and then you like re-go.
Perhaps.
It's not just one long line.
It could have been.
My Did You See That? There are two of them. One, Maddie arrives at the hotel that has been booked in her married name. Y'all, nobody takes a honeymoon in their married name.
No.
It takes a long time to change your name.
Yeah. And the fact that the hotel agent wasn't going to like honor the reservation, because come on, it's been paid for.
The other thing is at the wedding, they're all standing around. Maddie's not there yet. I think it's freezing. Harley is standing. Her legs are crossed so severely, like her ankles are crossed, but like her entire legs are crossed and she is so hunched in on herself. I think they're all freezing in that moment.
Oh, maybe.
I think it was cold because it was probably January or February.
Also in that scene too, Why is no one else at the wedding?
Well, because I think that was the whole thing. They were like kind of eloping.
And then they invite these rando people, like with a nice invitation. Here.
Weird. Oh, what is that bird? It's huge. Did you see it?
Are you sure it was a bird and not a rodent or something?
Oh, it was a bird.
Was it a roadrunner? It's real nature-y at my new house. It's real nature-y.
Oh, you're going to hate it. What did you rate this movie?
4 stars.
2.75.
Crazy. I thought it was lovely and fun. And we didn't even talk about Dan singing.
I liked his song. I liked his song.
I was like, is he really singing? He's got to be really singing, right?
I think so.
Oh, I loved his song at the end. I thought he was great. And then the scene with his boss, Emily, and then he's like joking around and playing like the guitar and being like silly, singing silly lyrics.
Yeah.
Really liked it as well.
Yeah. Me too. Where all of the pieces did not work.
Whatever. You guys.
I love you, Jocelyn and Dan. I love you all.
Send us your emails. I need to know where you land on this movie.
Some acquisitions don't hit.
This was an acquisition?
Johnson Productions, yo.
Oh.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Girls Gone Hallmark. Send your hate mail to meganandwendy@gmail.com. But if you still love this podcast, we love your 5-star ratings and reviews. You can leave them in the podcast app of your choice. We'd love to read them on a future episode of the podcast. We'll be back next week with 2 brand new episodes. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.